I'll tell you one particular story about one service user. I was working on a ward. I was the ward manager by this time. It was probably in the mid-90s. Lots of people had left already under resettlement and were doing fantastically well. Some of the relatives were extremely objecting to Llanfraith for Grange closing, to the resettlement process, could not believe that their loved one could live in a different environment. And I worked with this lad who had autistic spectrum disorder, and his behaviours were absolutely stereotypical of autism, rocking, finger flicking, and just a disengagement with most of what was going on around him. And I said to his relatives, because they were objecting to him leaving the hospital, I said, what is it that you really want for your son? You know, do you really want him to sit in a ward of 14 other people? By that time, we'd lost a lot of people along the way. 14 other people just sitting rocking? Is that what you really want for your son and for his life? And it took a lot of persuasion, but they eventually went with resettlement, and I could not believe, after 3 days of that person moving to a new home, I went to see him. There were none of those stereotypical behaviours being displayed. He was relaxed, sat in a chair, cross-legged, just really chilled out. And, you know, he's having a wonderful life. So for me, that was just, it was just fantastic. To actually challenge the parents was a bit scary. You know, they were quite powerful people, actually. But challenge them I did, and actually work with them and say, well, actually, really, what do you want for your son? It was just remarkable. And the difference in that person is just remarkable, and still is now, which is fantastic.